Our AccuWeather forecast says it'll be partly sunny, breezy, chance for some afternoon showers, high near 64. A threat on Snapchat involving a student at Waterford Union High School was dealt with by the Racine County Sheriff's Department this week, and there's nothing more to say, according to Superintendent Keith Brandstetter. He tells MyRacineCounty.com, though, that he became aware of the threat on Wednesday and that a sheriff's investigator contacted him Thursday to report no credibility with that threat. Brandstetter adding that according to district policy, the student's name is not being released, nor what disciplinary action was or will be taken. No evidence of fraud, but pretty sloppy bookkeeping, the outcome of a Kenosha Unified School District internal investigation into a Bradford High School booster club and its handling of funds in support of the football team. The former Bradford End Zone Club has also been restructured with new officers and bylaws and some other changes based on recommendations made by Superintendent Sue Savaglio Jarvis, the principal Kurt Sinclair, and KUSD's chief financial officer. More and more people, they're doing their holiday shopping online. A Google security expert has some tips for staying safe. Aaron Stein says you should always make sure about visiting sites with encrypted connections to a browser.
The way to know that you're shopping on an encrypted site is if you look at the address, it starts with HTTPS and or it has a green lock next to it. So if you see that, you're good to go.
He also notes that Google alerts users of suspicious or even dangerous websites.
And if we see you about to visit one of these sites, we'll show you a big red warning. I can't miss it red warning, which basically says you can go to this site, but you may want to think twice before you do.
Public also being warned again in general, guard against identity theft this holiday season. A family in Franklin sentenced on federal tax offenses related to the skimming of $3 million from their restaurants in the Milwaukee area, including paying employees in cash and failing to pay $1.4 million in federal payroll taxes. 67-year-old Paul Baraxis gets 2 years. His 61-year-old wife, Frida, and their 45-year-old son-in-law each receive probation for 3 years, but with 6 months of home confinement. And a 40-year-old son, he gets a year of incarceration, all but the son-in-law, also ordered to make restitution. Language in the job description for the position of administrator in the Village of Mount Pleasant now being reviewed by the Personnel Committee. It has started the process to find a replacement for Kurt Wallen. He was shown the door, and now Police Chief Tim Zarzecki has assumed some of those daily duties on an interim basis. Trustee Gary Feast talking about the power structure being clearly defined and that the next administrator not wield as much clout as in recent years.
I'm hoping by tweaking this a little bit and making sure there are what I call bypasses that a good administrator will be able to work with everyone here in the village and move this village forward and present ideas to the board and do it that way.
Village President Jerry Garski acknowledged that a lot of the job description now is fine, but they need to fine-tune it to meet the needs of the future.
The past three administrators that I've known have the power and they don't funnel all the said the hourglass scenario, and to change just bits and pieces of this so that it makes it, that hourglass scenario widens up, we don't want to rewrite this.
The Personnel Committee will revisit the issue in the coming weeks. And take note that tomorrow, November the 19th, is Orangutan Awareness Day, and the Racine Zoo will be celebrating from 9 in the morning till 4:30 in the afternoon with a number of different activities for kids, along with fun and appetizing snacks to enjoy, all while learning about orangutans. Unfortunately, from 1992 up until the year 2000, the population of the Sumatran orangutan, it declined by more than 50%. Only about 7,000 of the animals left in the world. The Bornean orangutan population off by nearly 43%. You can learn more by visiting this website, internationalanimalrescue.org. The occupant of a one-story home at 1644 South Memorial Drive in Racine, taken by fire department paramedics early this morning to Ascension All Saints Medical Center. That from a fire that was around 4:30 or so this morning. Police got to the scene first. They confirmed a 911 caller's report of smoke and flames. First fire units to get there had to deal with heavy fire at the roof and one side of that home. At one point, when the fire was believed to have been under control, more flames erupted, prompting the incident commander to have all the horns sounded on the rigs to evacuate the building. The damage is believed to be extensive. How the fire began is unknown, so is the occupant from that home at the hospital, brought there semi-responsive. The Racine County Sheriff's Department's reporting a 25-year-old woman was brought back from a heroin overdose this week by a deputy who used Narcan, which is in the squad cars. They've carried it since February of 2014. The woman, a passenger in the vehicle in the town of Raymond, she passed out, stopped breathing at one point. While the car was on Schrader Road, the deputy administered the antidote, and Kansasville rescue personnel got her breathing again. A news release indicates this was the 19th life saved using Narcan. For those of you who enjoyed the annual snow carving competition at Racine's Monument Square for the past several years, you're going to have to go elsewhere to find it because Downtown Racine Corporation has announced cancellation of that particular event. The snow carving was a part of the Big Chill, which also had ice carvings and snowboarding, all of it tied into bringing people downtown during the winter. It is unknown if those events will continue or not at this point. DRC Director Devin Sutherland says their survey of the businesses found that the snow carving really wasn't a big attraction for customers, and it cost money to get those snow blocks in place. He added that the weather had also played into things. Latest report on jobs in Wisconsin from the Department of Workforce Development has the state adding more than 28,000 total non-farm jobs and just under 28,000 private sector jobs from October 2015 to last month, while the unemployment rate stayed at 4.1%. And if you ride Hiawatha's Amtrak line to either Milwaukee or Chicago, take note of some changes. With a record-breaking 12 months of ridership, more than 807,000 people, Amtrak and its state partners in both Wisconsin and Illinois are adding a late Sunday evening train for the weekend of November the 26th and the 27th. Also, as of next Thursday through the 27th, reservations are going to have to be made to ride the train unless you have the 10-ride pass. A new report from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development says that homelessness continues to decline nationwide, including in Wisconsin, at least based on the January count by volunteers that identified individuals and families living on the streets, in emergency shelters, and in transitional housing programs. HUD estimates a 15% reduction among the homeless families in Wisconsin, a 32% drop in the number of homeless veterans, and a 62% decline among the chronic homeless. That's since 2010. In Racine County, the volunteers identified 196 homeless individuals as of last January, compared to 168 last year and 236 back in 2010. Some new government figures out showing graduates of career training programs at public colleges, they tend to land better jobs than those who attend those for-profit schools.
Undersecretary of Education Ted Mitchell says students need data on employment prospects to make informed decisions rather than ones that are based on too-good-to-be-true promises. The average earnings for grads with certificates from public schools were nearly $9,000 higher than those who were trained in for-profit certificate programs. The report looked at programs that are required by law to show that students can earn enough money after graduation to pay off their student loans. About 1.3 million students are enrolled in career college programs ranging from nursing to cosmetology. I'm Jan Johnson.
The Racine Public Library Board has been told that the new mobile library, which S.C. Johnson agreed to pay for, over $250,000, could be ready for delivery by next spring. The board's meeting agenda included information about the chassis being completed for shipping to Washington State for the installation of the body. From there, the bookmobile will go to Ohio for the finishing touches. It'll still need to pass inspection before it's declared street-ready in Racine. The new bookmobile, replacing the current 13-year-old mobile library, which was just recently put back on the street after needed repairs from a traffic crash in March. And most of the major highway construction projects in Wisconsin have been completed for the year, but drivers may encounter some yet-to-be-concluded work as well as heavy traffic for parts of the Thanksgiving holiday. State DOT says traffic picks up today due to the deer hunters and then gets heavy again on Wednesday and Thursday of next week for the Thanksgiving holiday, plus on Sunday, of course, November 27th. That's when everybody goes home. The Big Bundle Up is underway in Wisconsin through January 2nd. It's a program through the Department of Tourism to collect new or gently used winter coats, sweaters, hats, mittens, and other warm clothing for distribution to local charities. In Racine County, the items can be dropped off at the Real Racine Visitor Center, Downtown Racine Corporation offices, the Greater Union Grove offices, Waterford area and Burlington area Chambers of Commerce, Finer Plumbing, RG Natural Babies, or Victory Lane Car Wash. In Kenosha County, donations are being collected at the two locations of the Kenosha Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, downtown and at I-94 and Highway 165 in Pleasant Prairie. Over the past 6 years, the Bundle Up collection effort has resulted in more than 22,000 winter clothing items statewide being collected. U.S. Surgeon General says this country needs a call to action to prevent and treat the problem of addiction, no matter the cost. Dr. Vivek Murthy believes that it's necessary for what he calls a cultural shift in how we think about addiction.
It's not a moral failing or evidence of a character flaw, but a chronic disease of the brain that deserves our compassion and care.
And he notes that there are more than 20 million people with substance use disorders.
That's around the same number of people who have diabetes. That's 1.5 times the number of people with all cancers combined.
His new report, Facing Addiction in America, says though only 1 in 10 people with addiction gets treatment. National Center for Family and Marriage Research reporting the divorce rate in this country fell to a 35-year low last year, third year in a row for that decline. Marriages increased slightly to their highest rate since 2009. The lowest divorce rates were in Hawaii, Wisconsin, Rhode Island, Delaware, and New Jersey. The highest were in Washington, D.C., Wyoming, Nevada, Arkansas, and Alaska. Utah had the highest marriage rate. Rhode Island had the lowest. Green Bay Packers going to try to turn things around this coming weekend. They'll have the Sunday night game against the Washington Redskins. Head coach Mike McCarthy says the Skins have a pretty solid defense.
Defensively strong up front, doing an excellent job coming off the edges. So, corners are playing well. But this is going to be a heck of a football game.
Packers 4-5. Washington Redskins are 5-3-1, including 3-2 at home. He signed a big free agent deal with Philadelphia after winning a Super Bowl ring with Seattle a few years back. Now Racine's Chris Maragos has a 3-year contract extension with the Eagles as a backup safety and special teams ace signed through 2019. Eagles Executive VP of Football Operations Howie Roseman in a statement says, from the first day he set foot in the city of Philadelphia, Chris Maragos has represented our organization at the highest level, both on and off the field. He happens to be one of the best special teams players in the NFL. The 29-year-old Maragos with 38 special teams tackles in 3 seasons with the Eagles. Tomorrow from 9 a.m. till 3 p.m., Mount Pleasant Police Department community policing officers will be parking squad cars in front of Malicki's Piggly Wiggly on Washington Avenue. It's part of a food donation effort. Customers are going to be encouraged to buy $5 or $10 bags of food items that can be stuffed into the squads. All the bags of food collected will then be donated to the Racine County Food Bank. Take note of a free Thanksgiving dinner for the elderly, the handicapped, the homeless, and those who have no family this Sunday at noon until 2 p.m. at Plymouth Church, 1143 College Avenue in downtown Racine. 262-884-9047, the phone number to call for reservations. Do that by tomorrow. And if you have any advanced to-go orders for dinner, please do that as well. Donations are appreciated at the church. They also have a church service at 10:30 in the morning on Sunday prior to that free Thanksgiving dinner. Fiat Chrysler recalling nearly 89,000 cars and SUVs. Scott Carr explains why.
Possible fuel leaks and or issues with windshield wipers are the reasons for the recall. The most serious covers nearly 35,000 2016 Dodge Durango and Jeep Grand Cherokee SUVs. All have 3.6-liter V6 engines. Fiat Chrysler says a fuel tube may have been damaged in manufacturing, and that could cause a gas leak and fire. Dealers will replace fuel injector rails and lower intake manifolds if needed. The other recall addresses the possible failure of windshield wipers in more than 54,000 Dodge Dart compacts sold this year in North America. I'm Scott Carr.
And Governor Walker seeking proposals to build anaerobic manure digesters in environmentally sensitive parts of the state to address water quality concerns. This after the state's water pollution monitoring came under scrutiny by EPA. Our AccuWeather forecast coming up. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.